Hello, everybody, and welcome to the PB&J podcast. I am joined by PB Pat Butler. I'm Jesse Hutmaker. How is Omaha today, Pat?
Well, actually, ironically, it's in the 50s today. So it's not feeling very Christmas-like, but you know what? I'll take it at this point because it makes it easy to get around and get things done. How about down south?
Well, we had our week of winter, and now we're back to, we're hitting spring summer right now. It's humid, it's muggy, it's in the 70s, it's, you know, just another typical winter day, I guess, but we had our cold weather, and that was fun. We even got a little snowfall. That was even more exciting, but, you know, everything's good. I guess it gets people out to shop, and that's what's most important.
Sure, sure. Just looks different in different parts of the country. That's cool.
I will say the snow was rather cool, even though here in New Orleans it really only stuck on your windshield. It didn't stick on the ground, which was unfortunate because it came down for pretty good for about 45 minutes. You know, there were parts of Baton Rouge got some serious snow. The North Shore got serious snow, but here it just was a rain-snow mix, and the snow didn't stick, so it was kind of sad.
Well, we haven't seen anything that has accumulated to any in inches, I guess, dusting here and there, but nothing that's accumulated. I was out in Colorado last week, and overnight they got a good inch or so, but by midday it had all melted off. So anyway, it's coming, I guess, and maybe it's just shifting in our world. Who knows, man? But it is that time of year. The big countdown's on, man. The big man's coming this weekend. Are you ready?
You know, I guess so. I guess I'm ready. I got all my shopping finished. I just need to wrap the packages. I need to leave Christmas Eve for Mobile and then come back the 26th in the morning and get right back into the fire of work for all the fun times. How about you?
Yeah, I am done. I'm ready. I have a small thing to pick up, but literally when I say small, I can pick it up in a matter of minutes and be done. So for all intents and purposes, I'm done and wrapped and ready to go. I had to start early, man. I mean, with having a small tribe of children as I do, I had to prepare a little bit early and get their Christmas list. My older kids are really, big on getting their list ready and getting it prepared, and they've gotten so much better, man. They are now, they provide me links and screenshots to their items. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm sure as they get older, the dollars start piling up on those lists too.
Oh, it's insane. Yeah. I mean, we've gone way beyond. I mean, I have to literally sift through the list and go, okay, wait a minute. What does this add up to? Because it gets out of hand quickly, especially with electronics. I mean, it's just way beyond anything you and I grew up with, at least I think.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've worked in retail the majority of my quote-unquote adult life. And, you know, I know I work at a very high-end outdoor retail store, but, you know, a parent will come in and buy a $125 fleece and then be like, oh, I got to get them something else. That's just not enough money. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, when I was a kid, oh my God, if my mom spent $125 on me, it was like the best thing ever. I don't know what I'd do. Like, you know, I mean, you were lucky to get the couple pairs of socks, maybe a new pair of tennis shoes, and then the well, they always stick in your stuffing, the stocking, those not your stuffing, but they stuff your stocking with those fucking walnuts or whatever that you had to crack.
Yeah,
you could never get them damn things right, and they didn't have salt, so it was like, what the fuck did you just give this to me for?
I can't believe that you and I have never discussed that point, because my stockings at the bottom were filled with a bunch of mixed nuts, walnuts, and just every single nut, my mom would buy this container of mixed nuts, and for some reason she thought it was great to fill in the bottom of the stocking with to fill it in, and so it was weighed down. And the you know, it was bullshit because I thought my stocking was full. Like I thought, I'm getting a bunch of stuff, only to realize it's filled with nuts.
It's nuts. And then I learned as I got older that my neighbor, who we usually spent Christmas morning with, loved them. And so he would pass around a bowl and tell you just to pour them in there. And he would spend the rest of the goddamn day cracking them and eating them while you're sitting there sucking on the Lifesaver, reading the Lifesaver book for the 20th time and thinking, you know, this really sucks. You know, I get Lifesavers, which is good. And the book, you know, wasn't really anything worth reading. And he's sitting there cracking them damn things all day. And you're like, you know, if I gave him that as a gift, he'd look at me like, what the hell? But anyway, yeah, it's crazy. You know, I mean, I know you and I are both guilty of it because, you know, when somebody asks us what we want, you know, I always try to keep things in within reason. Beth always asks me what I want, and I'm like, I don't know, you know, you don't want to be breaking the bank on things, and so it's just try to think of stupid little things, but who knows?
No, I tell you, my kids come to me, the older kids come to me very organized, as I mentioned. And it shifted, man. It shifted into electronics. I mean, if I look back on the past couple of years, as an example, they wanted iPods, you know. And those, actually, the iPods now cost you, depending on the memory size that you get. They wanted iPads. My son at one point wanted an Xbox One. They've shifted even higher. You know, this year my daughter wanted a phone. You know, Beats headphones, you know, my son has run the gamut from a GoPro, which he doesn't need, to a shotgun the kid's all over the place. I'm like, you want a shotgun and a GoPro? Why do I think these things are going to go together and end up in a very terrible result?
Yeah. I mean, It's crazy. I remember. I think it was my sophomore year in high school. I got a Sony Walkman, and that was when everybody was getting that yellow waterproof one or something.
Oh yeah.
But I wanted the one with auto reverse, and it had a radio on it too, and you could select the tape format, if it was metal or if it was a normal tape. And I remember, like, that is all I asked for because I knew, I can't think of what the price was, but I knew it was expensive. And I didn't want any more financial setback on purchasing me a gift. And now when I look at it, cause I had to get, this is a spoiler, I had to get Beth an iPod, for her car, and you know, I was trying to figure out what the least expensive way possible to get her an iPod that was going to have enough memory was, you know, and still you end up dropping $200 on that right off without even thinking about it.
Oh, absolutely. I know. I mean, straight out of the gate. I mean, you know, I was mentioning the Beats headphones, and I mean, those are a couple hundred right off the bat. I mean, boom. One item, done, boom, over. You know, my son wants a variety of things, and I ended up going the gift card route so we could kind of piece some things together. But still, the amount adding up just goes way above and beyond. I mean, my kids asked me, what was the biggest gift you ever got one year? And I think I mentioned I got a bike one year, and literally the response back was, that was it. I'm like,
yeah. I'm
like, what? You know what? That Huffy was awesome, man. I mean, that was.
Oh, I know. I remember getting that. And you know, my mom told me that I couldn't get anything else because she had to pay for it to be assembled. And I was like, I don't care. I got a bike, you know? I mean, it's like, it's awesome. And yeah, if you, I can imagine Sam's reaction if you rolled out a Schwinn for him on Christmas morning.
Yeah. It's just crazy, man. Their expectations are above and beyond. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm probably guilty of fueling this because I'm trying to do my best as a parent to, you know, spoil them in every way that I can within reason. But the more I give into this, the more it seems to, you know, grow and escalate each year into an arms race of sorts. I don't know.
Yeah. And then you get that constant feeling, you know, of you're not doing enough, you're not getting enough, you know. And then you worry. I mean, I don't have the problem because, you know, I get the dogs, their treats, and they're happy for, you know, however long their treats last. And but as a kid, you know, they talk about it at school. What they show off what they got, and it, I guess it can be humiliating if you don't get, you know, in actual dollar amounts what your friends got, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll tell you, with my younger two who are quite young, the cool part is nothing is ruined as far as having great expectations or, you know, just anything about Christmas right now. Nothing's ruined. The magic is still there, I guess I should say. And so what's really awesome is I can take like five or six $5 gifts, you know, just as an example, and wrap them, and they think it's the best thing in the world, man. Like, they just get to open presents and get more, you know, even if it's worth, they don't know, understand the value, and that's the beauty of it. They just have fun doing it. And I'm like, man, when did we cross that line? Where did that go?
Yeah, that's a good point. When did we cross it? I mean, it just seems like, you know, now it's like, I always think about this when something new comes out or when there's something in the market, it's always at a price point generally that you don't shake your head at, you know? It's like that $20 to $30 price range, like, oh, okay. You know, and then it's like, oh, $100? Oh, that's not bad. You know, but you continually do that and you're like, shit, I just dropped, you know, $500, and I don't know what I bought because I was just thinking that price isn't bad. You know, I mean, it's amazing. You know, I remember actually first starting working at actually when you and I worked at a Blockbuster, and parents would come in and they'd get their kid like a $10 gift card, and they're like, oh, this is a great stocking stuffer for him. He's going to be so excited. And now it's like, if someone gets you $10, you're like, what the hell is that getting me? You know, it's like, oh, here's your $5 Starbucks. Oh, that's good for a drink, you know? Like,
well, and let's remember that $10 Blockbuster card was worth 3 rentals back in the day, if I recall.
Exactly. So that's, you know, that could be three weekends. That could be, you know, it's, yeah. Or that's 3 video games, whatever, you know. Yeah. It depends on how you do it now. I mean, I don't even think you can, I guess there's a few still rental places. I know there's one in Alaska for sure, but yeah, I mean, I don't know what that gets you. I know a $5 Starbucks gift card, because I was given one. It got me a drink, and then I was like, "Well, can I leave the rest of this gift card as a tip?" No, you can't do that.
Yep.
What good is a 64-cent gift card to me? You know,
I mean, oh, yeah. It's scary, but I do remember back in the day that would have been $9.51 for 3 rentals. at Blockbuster. That was burned into my brain. 317, 634, 951. Scary.
Yeah. What was it? $2.99 plus tax, yep. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
Well, shifting back to the gifts, it, you know, what I was just reminded of this, and it was so cool. I was reminded of you know, now we're in this escalated buildup of cost and value, perceived value. But what about the thoughtfulness of a gift? And I was the reason I'm reminded is I was involved in a Secret Santa exchange at work last week. And my coworker, unbeknownst to me, had drawn my name, and we exchanged gifts in a group. And my coworker, Rachel, just did an amazing job because she did her homework, and I had no clue. She did some homework, and she ended up giving me a vinyl copy of Pixie's Surfer Rosa. And she gave me this would be great for all our fans out there. She gave me a coffee mug with the PB&J Pod logo on it, had it made, in addition to some happy socks, which she knows I'm a fan of. And just the greatest gift I think I've gotten from a Secret Santa, but a standout gift, period, because of the thoughtfulness and research she had done. And I thought to myself, I'm like, man, it just kind of hit me. I'm like, wow, she went out of her way to think this through and make sure it hit all the bases for me as a person. Maybe we've got to think back to how we can apply that to our friends and family. You know what I mean?
Oh, exactly. I will say I'm very fortunate that Beth is a great gift giver, and she catches things that I'll say throughout the course of the year, or something that I'll like say that looks cool, I'm interested in, or, you know, and you know how it is. You look and you're like, I can't swing that this month. That's just too much money for me to drop right now, you know, and you know, you like it, you know, you want it, but it's like, I don't want to take that financial plunge this month. And you know, so she remembers it, and then I'll get it for a birthday, a Christmas, a Valentine's, whatever. And it really, you know, I think it's pretty awesome that people still do, you know, even though it's few and far between, actually pay attention, listen, do some research. And with Secret Santas, that's, you know, that's unbelievable, because I know what it is. I'm on the part of it every day where somebody's coming in and they're getting a $25 gift card because they got a Secret Santa they gotta fill that, instead of putting the thought into it. And you do get the people every now and then that say, hey, you know, I gotta get a Secret Santa. The person likes this, 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 and this. You know, I've got X amount of dollars to spend. What do you suggest? Those kind of things, you know, and it makes you, being the person that's helping them, and like thinks, gosh, that's a pretty great coworker or a pretty great friend that they would actually, you know, put some thought into things instead of just doing, you know, and not to bash your getting gift cards for Sam, because I can see that, because I wouldn't want to give in to what all he wants. And
oh no
those crazy gifts. But you know, I mean, I think it means a lot when that's coming. And by the way, that mug that she got, yeah, that is pretty fucking awesome. Kudos to her.
Rachel hit one out of the park, and we will be putting those into production very soon.
that needs to happen.
It's almost time, my friend, to shift into thing. Unless you've got another Christmas thought, we've got to shift into our punch list, man, and see where we're at. Have you had time to devote to the punch list amidst all the activity of work and gift buying and all that business?
I have 2 weekdays off this week because I'm going to be working this weekend, because Christmas Eve is on a Sunday. So I decided I would day drink today. So I covered that. I covered my reading. I had ordered a vinyl record in the mail, so I listened to that. And then I found a new television show on Sunday. So I'm ready for all of it.
What about you? I've had some time to devote to it. I got off the road and I'm ready. So let's dive into our punch list. The best of this week. What are we listening to, watching, reading, and drinking? I'll be honest. I'll start with what I've been watching. How about that? Two things in particular. I watched the movie The Big Sick. I missed it in the theaters, and it's on Amazon Prime. I thought it was just a great movie. Really enjoyed it. I thought it was a fresh take on a kind of a relationship movie. It didn't always go the way I thought it was going to go, and I appreciated it for that. So I've been watching that, and it's that time of year for my annual visit to watch Beautiful Girls.
I watch it every time, and this year it's my version of a holiday movie.
And so I've been watching Beautiful Girls, man, just for that Michael Rapaport scene of him listening to Beth and plowing the snow in front of the driveway, in front of the garage door. So anyway, The Big Sick and Beautiful Girls. What are you watching, man?
Started watching this show on Showtime called Smilf, S-M-I-L-F, or Smilf. I don't know how you pronounce it. Basically, it's single mom I'd like to be friends with. It's entertaining. It's pretty brutally honest. It doesn't take things that much over the top. It's pretty straightforward, and so far it's been entertaining. And to tie into your Beautiful Girls, Rosie O'Donnell is in the show. But I also watched a movie that came out the end of last year. I watched it on Amazon, Manchester by the Sea. Ooh. And whew.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, it was outstanding movie, but definitely embracing the dark side. Indeed. On that one.
I mean, I like that movie a lot, but wow, it hit you pretty heavy. But a good one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was a great film. So was The Big Sick. I saw that in the theater and enjoyed that.
Well,
what are you listening to?
That time of year again. I dug out my copy of Vince Guaraldi Trio, the Peanuts Christmas Special. His soundtrack to that, the Charlie Brown gang, and I don't know, man. I still think that piece of work stands up so well over time, and I go to it every single year, even more so now. I really enjoyed that, man. It's just a great, great disc.
Oh, I mean, it's definitely. I think it's the best Christmas album, start to finish. I also think it is just a great album. I'll find myself listening to it in the summer. But yeah, I come back to that during the winter, and they put out a green vinyl of it a few years back. So that one's always fun to crank out and look at and play. But I'm going with something, not quite seasonal, Cigarettes After Sex. That album just blows me away. I guess it's not what I was expecting. I kind of moved myself kind of out of that genre a bit, but that album just pulls me in, and It keeps my attention, and I got to find a way to come back and see them with you guys.
That's right. They're going to be here in the spring, right? I think it is.
Yeah, it's April, I believe. Yeah.
I have to be honest with you. I haven't dove into anything heavy over this last week. I was tied up really big with work and family stuff. So I've been catching up on some of the magazines that I had saved up. Sometimes I'll save my Rolling Stones and things like that. A couple of GQs just to peruse on the plane. But I saved them up and kind of been digging through those. So nothing of substance, but always fun and a good diversion from the day to day. So nothing heavy. How about you?
Well, I also plowed through a bunch of magazines on Sunday, but Beth this morning, she has another article that's going to be published in a magazine called M Bio. And so she sent me her draft, and being stupid, I decided that I would start reading it. And after about two pages, I was like, oh God, I'm going to have to drink. But let me just tell you the title of this one. Immune Protection Against Lethal Fungal Bacteria Intra-Abdominal Infections.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that kind of cured my reading of things just for fun that for Beth, a while.
She's a smarty. I'm sure it's a great article.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's well written and researched. But I would have nothing to contribute to that conversation.
There were some cool charts in it too.
Well, again, I still couldn't add much. All right. Since you were doing some day drinking, what were you drinking?
I went with the brewery Wiseacre. It was called their Dubluki Suit. It is a Rogan beer. It was like a 7.1 or 2 alcohol by volume. It went well with my lunch. So I enjoyed it, and I had a good time at that brewery. So I always try to get one of their beers if there's nothing else that is new on a menu.
Well, keeping it seasonal, I went with a different brewery, one that was local to me, Infusion Brewery. They produced a take on one of their popular flavors. They have a popular vanilla bean blonde ale, and this year they decided to make a seasonal version, the vanilla bean gingerbread blonde. And it's pretty cool, man. I mean, it packs the gingerbread punch on top of the vanilla bean, so you get a double whammy. But pretty good stuff for a seasonal beer, and I know they sold really, really quickly. So I was glad to grab a six.
Yeah, I saw that, and it sounded wonderful because that vanilla bean is awesome. So I can only imagine when you throw the gingerbread. It ain't like your mom's gingerbread cookies. Packs
a little bit
I'm
more
sure.
of a punch. Well, listen, good talking, and I hope everybody has. Screw it. I'm not going to go with the happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you have a great holiday season with your family and friends. But Merry Christmas on my behalf, and Jess, thanks for your. A gift to me. Got me some killer thoughtful magnets. I've got sent him some 8-track tapes to go in his really cool player. So thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
PB&J podcast is a Find the River production. Merry Christmas, everybody. Talk to y'all soon.
Merry Christmas.